Welcome to the Goal Lines Podcast, your Mid-Missouri football guide. If you don't already subscribe, find us on Apple Podcasts and Google Play.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's installment of the News Tribune Football Podcast featuring the Blair Oaks Falcons. I'm your host, Tony Hawley, sitting here with Greg Jackson of the News Tribune. And before Greg and I start to dice things up this week, let's listen to a little bit of Greg's conversation with Blair Oaks head coach Ted LePage.
Coach, let's take a quick look back at the Eldon win last week, shootout style, 71-36. What were some things that you saw on film that you liked from that game?
This is going to be really weird that I say this, but our defense was in position. We had, I thought our defensive mechanics and schematics were as good as our players had executed all year. Tackling the young man was an issue, getting him on the ground. And then they had a couple of pass plays that we had really good coverage on. I can't really complain about it. Eldon made some plays the other night, but I thought we took a step forward as far as our schematics are, our defense. I think we're going to continue to make improvements. I think we're going to continue to get better. Offensively, we had a good night. Offensively, I won't say it was a great night because we turned the ball over three times. You know, that's not the way we win football games. So, you know, we want to get better on the turnover margin on the offense. We still want to continue to score points like we are, but we want to get better on the turnover margin. And defensively, just tackle a little bit better. You know, I think that young man had something to do with it, but if we tackle a little bit better, we were really in some good spots. We had 4-3 and outs the other night, which that's hard to do in high school football. And so we know we're doing and we're getting there. It's just we want to do a little faster maybe.
Obviously, there's no denying just how good of a game Dylan had. I mean, 599 total yards. To me, it was almost like a flashback to the Maryville game in the state championship where he put up 468 yards in that game. Again, you know, when he's putting up those kind of numbers, not many teams in the state are going to be able to keep up with you all.
Well, yes and no. You know, first of all, you got to have your offensive line's got to be on fire, and our offensive line did a tremendous job. But I think one thing that's been a key is our five receivers. Our five receivers can all – we have five receivers that all have over 100 yards receiving. And when's the last time you've seen that on a high school football team? Usually you have three or four. You know, you could have three or four, but we have five guys that can go get the ball and put it in the end zone. All of them have two touchdowns or more. So I think that adds to the stretching of the field. And then if you give Dylan some daylight, he is so dangerous in space. We've got to rely more on our run game. We tried to run the ball last week. It did successfully. Cade and Garber's really coming around in our run game. And I think our offense will just continue to get better and better and better. We just got to we can't give away turnovers, especially this week.
Another tough matchup this week with Rogue game at Hallsville. They're 6-0, state ranked in Class 2, and I'll tell you what, they themselves have a pretty good quarterback too. What can you tell us about what you've seen from the Indians on film?
Elusive runner, very very effective running the ball. He averages 11.6 yards per carry. He's all over the field. He will run it. He's not afraid to distribute it, but he likes to run the ball. But you never see anybody really get a good hit on him. That's what I'm saying. He's so elusive. The running back is a great complementary player, very hard runner, very well skilled. He's averaging over 6 yards a carry. He can take it the distance on each snap. And then they have a receiver that is probably, arguably, the best in the conference. He's 6'3". He has great hands, catches the ball away from his body. He'll be double covered. He comes down with the ball. It just looks like he's always wanting to make a play. He's always looks like he's in position. Very, very good. 36 receptions on their team. He'll be double covered. Quarterback doesn't care. He throws it to him and he goes and gets the ball. So they got a good triad of players there. And then their offensive line really does a tremendous good job. Very physical, very hard-nosed offensive line.
All right, that was Blair Oaks head coach Ted LePage. And Greg, the numbers freak him in, gets really kind of annoyed that they just couldn't go ahead and win that 172-36 and just officially double them up. But the end result is Blair Oaks wins 71-36 against Eldon. So you said to me before we started things that it might be a little deceiving from the standpoint of that game might have been a little bit closer than 71-36.
It was. First off, I mean, I've seen most of the good running backs in this conference, but Bryce Veach, Eldon's running back, the transfer from the state of California, he's the best running back in the Tri-County Conference. I mean, he rushed for more than 200 yards. He broke a lot of tackles. He had, he got hurt, missed a quarter of the game, and then came back and had a long 79-yard rushing touchdown. It's not that
He's fast, because he is. It's that, I mean, again, as we talked last week, he's 6'1", 220 pounds.
Right.
That is hard to bring down. Yeah. So he just did a great job of breaking tackles that would have been for short, like, 3-5 yard gains, and he, you know, extended plays to, like, 20, 25 yards, or even a couple long touchdown runs. Again, if he doesn't get hurt, because while he was out, Eldon did not score at all. I mean, that could have been a 71, 49, or 50 type game had he not gotten hurt. Who knows?
It's kind of one of those maybe best case injuries from a Blair Oaks fan standpoint, from the standpoint of you never want a kid to get hurt, but you just want him out long enough to maybe make things easier for your team. So good that he came back. Good that he looks like he's still healthy. So that's good. But it's one of those games where you go, okay, you know what? It kind of gets, you know, lost in the shuffle of, if you know, the fact that it was kind of back and forth there for a while. But you know what? Anytime, I mean, you're not going to lose many games when you put up 71 points. So, I mean, no. You know, good on Blair Oaks for being able to be efficient and score as many times as they did, because that's a heck of a lot of scores in any kind of football game, doesn't matter what level you're playing at.
And this game really speaks to the evolution of Dylan Harris' game. I mean, we knew we had heard of him before he even played his first high school football game as a freshman. We knew he had that hair mentality. We knew he could throw the ball. What he has shown in the last 10 games of his career is that he is just as good a runner as he is a passer. I mean, 599 total yards of offense, right. 9 total touchdowns, 291 yards rushing, 308 passing on just 13 completions.
And let's slow down here for just 1 second from the standpoint of, let's say that number again, 599 yards of total offense. And what's really kind of amazing is the fact that, yes, that's, you know, maybe second best all time in from the Misha records that we can look at from the standpoint of, but also the odd part is you were saying to me before, you know, that it's not like he set a ton of Blair Oaks school records by putting up such amazing numbers, because you look at it, it's just kind of, you know, overall on balance, just, you know, a very, 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 very good performance, but not elite from the standpoint of some of their crazy records they have over
now,
that
if you
school.
Now, if you do look at the Blair Oaks record books, there's not a whole lot of single game category for records. There's no total touchdowns. There's no total yards. So I would imagine those would be records if we had kept track of it. He tied the record for most rushing touchdowns in a game with 6. Fell about 20 some odd yards short of the single game rushing record, and he would have gotten it because he had a 62 yard rushing touchdown called back on a block in the back penalty. If that wasn't negated, he would have had the record. But to me, what it shows is have fun stopping it. But the one thing I do like and about Blair Oaks' home games, and there aren't going to be many this year, there's only one more left in the regular season, this was only the second one, is sitting next to the visiting team's radio broadcast, because again, I watch them every game. I know what they're capable of. But it's kind of interesting to hear somebody's perspective that only sees them once a year. And one thing that they commented on with Hare, that again, we're just, if you watch Blair Oaks football, you're used to it. You see it all the time. It's that he gets outside so quickly. Yeah. Like you can't miss a beat against him if you're an opposing defense, because he'll make you pay for it. If there's even the tiniest of holes, he'll make you pay for it. And I'll tell you what, we'll talk about Hallsville here in a little bit, their upcoming opponent, but I'm going to be intrigued by that matchup, because they are a very stout defense, only allowing 12.5 points per game. Something's got to give. Something's got to give in this game.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we kind of knew when the season started that this might be an important game in terms of the overall league race. It is, because again, Blair Oaks 5-1 now, 3-1 in the Tri-County, Hallsville 6-0 and 4-0. Mm-hmm. So if Blair Oaks wants to have any hope of the dominoes falling to the point where they can maybe tie for the league title, this is a win they're going to have.
Yeah.
And you mentioned, and this is going to be really, I think, the start of just a murderer's row for Hallsville, if you look at it from a standpoint of, they close with Blair Oaks, they close with a much improved California team, and then they have the Boonville team that beat Blair Oaks. Mm-hmm. So this is just the start of a gauntlet that they're going to have to run. But I guess the biggest part is, this is a team that's coming in rolling right now. I mean, they have not been beaten. They've handled every challenge that's been in front of them, and for the most part, they've handled them all pretty easy. I mean, yeah. If you kind of look at it, you go back, really kind of the closest, you know, I mean, yes, they had a, you know, a 14-point win over Eldon a couple weeks ago, but, you know, all the other games have been kind of like, you know, three touchdowns or more scores. So you just go, there haven't been really many games where they've even been pushed this year so far.
I was going to say, I mean, it's hard to say they haven't really had a tough opponent. I mean, I want to say, you look at their two non-conference opponents, you're like, oh, my goodness, Palmyra and Centralia. Well, here's the thing. Palmyra, I don't believe their quarterback was available that game. He's back now. But, I mean, if he plays, who knows what happens in that game.
Sure.
Centralia, I know, I mean, they're a traditional power. They're just not the same Centralia team
sure.
this year as we've seen with the record. I mean, don't get me wrong, Bo Gordon is a stud quarterback and a stud linebacker, but he just doesn't have the supporting cast that Centralia normally would
sure.
have with him. And again, they have done what they've had to do. They've beaten a lot of the teams in the lower tier of the conference. And as you mentioned, they're going to play the top tier here in this last third of the regular season. But make no mistake about it. Holdville's number three in Class 2 for a reason. That's because they are legit. They are what Blair Oaks has been in certain years, where they are extremely senior heavy, and this is their year. I mean, that's one of the things Coach LePage, you know, when we did the pregame interview earlier this week, was, hey, this is a Holdville. This is their year to do something. They
sure.
know it. They're well aware of it, and that. You know, one of the things that he also mentioned is, you know, he has Blair Oaks tabbed as the underdog in this game. I know it's hard to ever say that Blair Oaks is an underdog. I know if you look at records, obviously you'd think that, but it's still Blair Oaks. But, I mean, he's right. The pressure's on Hallsville to win this game if they want to win the conference title, if they want to really kind of have a very successful season where you, I mean, you can hang your hat on a big win. So
yeah, to me that's the most important. That's the most interesting thing I think about this game from the standpoint is almost every other time in any other year and for any other team, when you come in against Blair Oaks, you're the underdog. I mean, this is going to be one of the few times that Hallsville is going to come in as a decided, you know, not big in terms of point spread, you know,
yeah.
favorite, but they're the decided favorite from this
yeah.
standpoint. From the you look at it and go, both as the season has played out and before the season started, this was kind of the game where you look at it and go, okay, you know what? On paper, I think I favor Hallsville this one. So now let's see, how does Hallsville handle that pressure from the standpoint
yeah.
of, you know, there's not going to be many times where you're coming in against Blair Oaks expected to win. So how do you kind of handle that sort of pressure that gets put upon you?
And playing at Hallsville has always been a tough
sure,
environment.
Sure, absolutely.
Not like
oh, yeah.
from a fan's perspective, but from... I even hate saying from a field perspective, but I mean, this is going to be the only time Blair Oaks plays on a grass field in the
sure.
regular season. They had relatively close matchups. I know the last time they played in Hallsville 2 years ago, it was 35-0, but man, I know this is going to sound crazy, but it was so much closer
sure.
than that 35-0 because Blair Oaks got, at least from what I remember, at least two goal line stands in that game. That could have very easily been a 35-21, 35-28 game. And then the 2 years before that, that was back when Cade Stockman had to come in at quarterback and fill in for an injured Nolan Hare. And that was an 18-6 game. It was, you know, Hallsville just, they got what they wanted out of it.
Sure.
They uglied it up
right.
and kept them close. But think about it. The last two times Blair Oaks went up there, they started freshman quarterbacks. I don't think they're going to start a freshman quarterback this week.
Unless unbelievably strange happens, you know, that would be the only case.
Again, you're going to have – it's just going to be somewhat of an interesting match. If you take a look at Hallsville, you know, Tiger Cobb is putting up numbers that are similar to Dylan Harry. Take a look. He's got 863 yards passing. 1,023 yards rushing. He's had five 100-yard rushing games this season. Dylan Harris had five 100-yard rushing games this season. This is going to be a matchup where everybody's focused on the quarterbacks
sure.
because these are probably the two best quarterbacks in the conference. They were last year, and they probably are again this year.
So I guess when you kind of come down to it, you go, okay, you've got both teams that are putting up pretty good numbers on offense, both teams with quarterbacks that are running things very efficiently, both defenses that seem like they've risen to the challenges for the most part of being able to stop teams. So what is going to be the difference in this one? What do you see as maybe the X factor on how this one plays out?
The difference is going to be the defense, and I think it's really going to come down to the turnover battle. I mean, even though Blair Oaks beat Eldon, they lost a turnover battle. They lost three fumbles. So I know it sounds crazy, but they should have had more than 71 points. And it wasn't like, it's not like Eldon forced the fumbles. Like, Blair Oaks fumbled the ball, and Eldon just happened to fall on it and come up with a loose ball. And that's been Hallsville's MO is, I mean, they've, you know, got 10 fumble recoveries, 5 interceptions. You know, Blair Oaks, I believe on turnover margin, is now back at 0 for the year. And that's probably one of the more frustrating things. I know a lot of people might think, well, isn't the points allowed kind of frustrating? Because if you take a look at 3 of Blair Oaks' last 4 games, they've allowed 35-plus points. And it is. But again, I go back to that point earlier where I was talking about sitting next to the visiting team's radio broadcast. One of the things they emphasized is Blair Oaks just does such a good job of getting to the football. And I know they give up points, but if you take a look at it, a lot of that is on big plays allowed. I think Eldon, their first drive took up 6 minutes, and that was a churning drive where they ate up some clock. But not many other scoring drives were like that.
Sure.
And that's what Blair Oaks really needs to cut down on, is the big plays. Because it's the big plays allowed that is what's leading to them giving up these 30-plus points. So it's going to come down to turnovers, and it's going to come down to who can minimize big plays. That being said, as explosive as these two offense, I mean, there are big plays. There's no doubt about it. It's, you know, who's going to come up with more big plays offensively, or who's going to come up with one or two key stops defensively, and that's going to be probably the more interesting matchup, because these are two defenses that really flock to the ball. It's just who's going to be able to force the key turnover, or who's going to be able to come up with the big stop.
I guess it's to the prediction point. No, I'm intrigued on two fronts. I'm intrigued by both your pick and what the number of points is going to be, because frankly, I think both of those things are equally interesting this week. So how do you see this one playing out on Friday night?
I do think this is going to be a shootout. Okay. And I know it sounds weird because Hallsville's only given up 12.5 points per game, but if you look, again, they've done a great job holding defenses to under 250 yards per game. You're not going to hold Blair Oaks under 250 yards. There's just no ifs, ands, or buts. I don't see how they're going to do it. I think, and again, I know a lot of people, like I've already mentioned earlier, and I know Coach LePage is already pegging it. I know the pressure's on Hallsville to win this game. I see this as a must-win for Blair Oaks. And I think they're going to come through. I think this is going to come down to the finish, but I think Blair Oaks wins this game. I'll go on ahead and say 49-42.
All right, that should do it for this week. For Greg Jackson, I'm Tony Hawley saying thanks for listening.
For more information about this week's games, pick up a copy of the Goal Line section in Friday's News Tribune, and get game updates and more prep sports content all week by following NT Sports on Twitter. Thanks for listening.